Monday, December 26th, 2023, Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 p.m.
It happens.
It does.
Should happen.
Especially when you have two meetings.
And the break in between.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not the first.
I was doing some screaming at myself.
Marty, did you get an answer on that one?
They're checking at the sheriff's office, right?
Okay.
She didn't, hadn't called me back yet.
Okay.
I checked again.
Well, okay.
We'll just approve everything except that one. Because the other two had been addressed, I think. You know, where the sheriff had given permission for that 1 hour one, I think is fine.
Yeah, maybe you should get the opinion of the county attorney too.
Yeah.
Okay.
For what?
All right, I have 3 o'clock. I'll call the meeting of the Board of Commissioners to order. Start with the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, call the roll, please, Cherie.
Rob?
Here.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Here.
I'll make a motion to excuse Brian from today's meeting.
I'll second that. Motion and seconded to excuse Brian. Call the roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay, a current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The Dakota County Board of Commissioners reserves the right to adjust the order of items on this agenda if necessary. The first item on the agenda is public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item not on the agenda. The chair has the discretion to limit the time of comment. Public comment? Any item not on the agenda.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
I just want to thank whoever got the snow removal this morning. I know Rodney's gone. There is one door. I know I mentioned to Cherie and Bob about the back.
Yeah, I just said something to these guys about that.
Yeah, I don't know. And the sidewalk was icy. I went down to the the box out there to get any drop-offs that we may have for taxes. And one guy, a customer, was coming this way. I was going that way. And he's like, be very careful because this is ice. He was walking in the snow and things. So, I appreciate that. But I think we need to also be on top of salting, in situations. Just wanted to hopefully prevent someone falling and getting hurt and a lawsuit for the county. There's another situation I wanted to talk to you about that is on the agenda in new business resolution number A, approve resolution 23C-041 fixing salaries for 2024 year for deputies pursuant to Nebraska Revenue Statutes 23-1114, 23-1114.09, and 23-1204. I have some handouts here that have the deputies' salaries for people that are not unionized and that are under elected officials. I know I've talked about this situation before, but I'd like you to take into consideration when you look at this resolution that our deputies, meaning myself, Kathy Wilchin, Christy Apps, and Cherie, our deputies are being penalized. Our hourly people got a 3% raise last year across the board, and our deputies got 2.5%. It would be nice if the resolution would stipulate somehow, at the least 2.5%. And if the rest of the county that are hourly people get across the board a 3% raise, I think the county deputies, two elected officials, should also receive that same raise. Just thought I'd bring that up. We as elected officials don't have any control over what our deputies make. We couldn't do our jobs without them. And I'm not thinking that, you know, some of them have been with the county for, as you can see, Karen's been with the county 4 years and 7 months, 3 years as a deputy. Melissa, 5 years, 2 months, and 1 year and 10 months as a deputy. And she has to take a test to keep her job. Paola, 1 year and 4 months. Stephanie's been my deputy 12 years, 7 months, and 4 years as a deputy. And I really think these people are being penalized by this resolution. I know it guarantees them in years if we do not, aren't able to give them a raise somehow. And I know that's happened before my time, but I'd appreciate if you would consider adding something to that resolution about if the rest of the hourly people get more than 2.5%, that they get that same amount on top. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other item on the public comment? Not on the agenda? Nope. All right. Then we will move on to item 2, the consent agenda, which consists of the approval of previous meeting minutes, December 11, 2023, approval of payroll claims, December 10th to the 23rd, approval of payroll accounts payable claims, approval of monthly accounts payable claims, and approval of officials' reports, register of deeds, clerk, and clerk of court. Everything as far as payroll is in order. There was one issue, Kim, and maybe we'll ask for your guidance on that one. Should we pull that one out?
Please.
Okay. So one particular, somebody that works in the jail, we can pull that out and we can talk about that separate. So,
Sheriff's Office.
Thank you, Sheriff's Office. So we need the name now to pull that out.
Shree's
going to get it? Okay. It's just somebody that wasn't here for the whole shift. And we're not sure.
Day before a holiday.
And we're not sure.
It really doesn't spell out. It says if they're having okay from their supervisor, it's still covered. But we asked them, and they haven't gotten back to us yet. So it might be as simple as them saying, "Yeah, the sheriff said he could go ahead."
So that's the only discrepancy.
Before a holiday, it doesn't work. Friday, Saturdays, or Sundays, so the holiday is Monday.
So we don't know. Sheriff okayed it?
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. We're waiting for him to get back to us.
The union contract states they need a certain.
So we need to make a motion to approve all the consent agenda items except the one payroll and the sheriff's department until we hear back from the sheriff to confirm the.
So if you get his confirmation, it's okay then?
Is right. That what? So, or can
so
we
like
do it just subject
approval.
To.
In the union bylaws, it just says that either with a doctor's note or supervisor's permission. So,
yep. Is that your motion?
I would do it that way.
Yeah, just go ahead and pull that one. We'll go ahead and make a motion to approve the consent agenda item, except for the one item that we have pulled that we're waiting for confirmation.
I'll second it.
Okay.
So, like, pending sheriff's or as long as you have sheriff's approval.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah,
because you don't want to not pay him.
Yeah, right. Yeah, for sure. Okay.
So, but we'll still pull that out. Okay. I think that was the motion, Marty.
Yep.
All except this one and Scott.
Just like Kim just said, we want to make sure they clarify that they get paid for whatever they have down,
right.
Minus unless if we don't hear back from sheriff. Obviously, this has to take place within the next X amount of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is our minute is our meeting, so
did anybody call her?
We've tried.
Okay. Michelle's working on that. Do you guys have that I gave you so that Kim can see how it reads in the meeting?
Yeah, it's probably similar to the handbook.
There's a little bit different.
gave copies to the guys.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's got the, Kim. Oh, you have it, never mind.
No, that's different.
This is different.
Yeah, that's the union right there. It refers to Article 8, Section 3.
Is it, can I see the sheet real quick?
I suppose we don't have anybody else to vote here.
She's trying to get him over Ryan Ellinger because he's the supervisor, and she can move on.
So is it easier, Kim? Could we do it subject to sheriff's approval?
I think you've done that in the past. I would.
You know, if that.
I would do that.
So then that covers our basis, and then if the sheriff is pulling the payroll people tomorrow, or if they find out tomorrow, they can still make the decision. I mean, they can still pay them for his time. If, as long as the sheriff says, does that make sense?
Have him corrected.
That might be even better. So we can pay it as submitted, subject to that way.
If sheriff says no,
he's going to get paid for all of it, or maybe minus the whatever.
Okay.
So. Marty, I think you got to withdraw your motion.
Okay, I'll withdraw my motion.
And make a new one, subject, or and Scott, I think you're second.
I did second it.
Yeah.
So I'll withdraw my second.
So.
And then I would make a motion, and we'd go ahead and pay it, and then we would.
As submitted.
Yep, as submitted.
As submitted.
And we'll follow up with it.
Okay.
That might be cleaner.
Okay. And Scott?
With the consent agenda items, yes.
Correct.
Second.
Correct. Yep. Thank you. All right. I think we did it. Motion by Marty, seconded by Scott, then to approve that with those with that one contingency. Go ahead, Sheree, call the roll, please.
All right, Marty.
Yep.
Troy.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Okay. Then moving on to new business, item A, approve resolution 23C-041. Fixing salaries for 2024 calendar year for deputies pursuant to Nebraska revised statute 23114, 23114.09, and 23-1204.
Has there been any two-on-two discussion on any of this, or?
No.
Okay.
No.
I didn't know what everybody's thought process was, or?
Well, this is the resolution as it sits today, Scott. I think if we had a, we can amend it, or we can not, or we can talk about it.
Because the next term is when everything is set for the 4 years, correct? Meaning in two more years.
Yeah.
What's that?
For the elected
officials. Yeah, for the elected officials, right.
Right. This just sets deputies. So I don't know and some years, in the past, there has not been a pay increase. You know, I hope that never happens again. But if it did,
Well, it's obvious. I mean, we can look at the back of the sheet on Amendment A as far as what, you know, what all the elected officials make and what their deputies make. And the state statute reads, what, 65% at least?
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
So, 67.40, 65.32, 69.32. And I understand where Don's coming from, you know, totally. It's just what can the budget, you know, withhold and stand, I guess, is what it all boils down to. And obviously, it's not a secret. We know exactly where the county attorney's office is and talked about for years. We know where the sheriff's department is. You know, it's definitely, percentage is higher than the rest of the departments, you know, the elected officials and the deputies, so.
This is our one time, when we set these, it's one time, we do this once a year, so I mean, it can be revisited every year going forward. If there needs to be an amendment or something.
And this all starts back, I see here on the date, the pay period, the salaries would be effective, whatever this board decides is, it says December 24, 2023, passed and approved on this today's date, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know how we make a decision today and we're in the middle of a budget year. I mean, is there a way to make that decision?
Well, I myself don't have, and this is the, Don's comments are noted, but I haven't had any other discussion on this particular item at any time leading up to today.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, I don't have enough one way or another, Scott, to myself to determine or to tie something in with another a 3% or whatever the case may be. I don't know. So that's my opinion. That's just my opinion. So I think just before us and Marty, Troy, before us today is what we established when we did this a year ago, and that those were the percentages we had in there, and that's how it sits.
So maybe what has to happen, correct me if I'm wrong, is leave it as is and then come in next year, meaning budget time, look at it, because this will be in front of our faces again in a year from now, correct?
Right.
You know? I mean, is that a solution? I don't know.
Statute says salaries of all elected officers of the county should be fixed by the county board prior to January 15th. Okay. The salaries of all deputies in the offices of elected officials and appointed veterans service officers of the county shall be fixed by the county board at such time as necessary. Such a necessity may require. So you have prior to January 15th.
So if we want, we have one more meeting.
We have the 8th, right? January 8th. Right. January 8th, I think, is our next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess
if you want to look at it.
Research it. I don't know. I guess.
Between now and then, that's fine. And we'll bring it back next meeting.
Okay. Is that a reorg meeting as well?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Marty?
Yeah, I like that okay. Idea.
All right, let's do that.
We have to the 15th. Let's. I don't think anything's gonna.
All right, we will then table that and move on to item B, which is I don't think we need a motion.
If you want to table, you need a motion.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Table it.
Table.
I'll second
till next meeting.
I'll second to the January 8th.
Troy and Scott on that. Cherie, call the roll, please. On tabling.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yep.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay. Item B is approval of Dakota County Handbook and Resolution 23C-042, Joint Resolution and Agreement, adopting a joint employee handbook that provides employment practices and policies to all offices and departments. So the handbook committee has been looking at this for quite a while. It started actually when Zell was still around and had some suggestions in there to clarify some things that we did. So there's quite a few changes, just some tweaks here and there. I think it comes with a favorable recommendation from that committee. And Cherie, the It adds the longevity to the handbook.
Updated the longevity.
I think that was the major addition. I mean, I can't tell you any other.
Ken, your office looked at all of it. Is it all intact? Everything?
Yep. Ms. Friggin is assist with the handbook committee.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be honest with you, I've been part of the handbook committee, and I've never made an appearance. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, but I think it just the big thing was, I think it adds the longevity to the handbook.
Okay.
That we have been doing. So.
So as long as Kim's office looked at it and everything looks in place, like they state that it is, I'll make the approval for the Dakota County Handbook Resolution 23C-042 on approval.
Okay, I'll second that. Scott and myself to approve the handbook updates. Call the roll, please, Shereen.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay. Item C, board to clarify the Lieber and Cramper fence issue and determine what needs to be done and put in writing to the landowner. Shereen, do you have any update on that? Do we have that? We were going to give them, we talked about July 1 next year. Jolene?
Lance did go out and make a little sketch so you guys can have a little bit of an idea of the dimensions that are going around out there. We can just ask them to move the fence back to the original spot, which is about 28 feet off the center of the county line. That would be very helpful. Right now, it's about 5 feet off the road edge. He did say that they are starting to move the fence back on the west side of the road.
Okay.
Only the first.
Yeah, I think if we have to take it back to its original, not out to the 33, because then you start getting into some of those draws that are pretty deep, and if it was, you know, put there originally, I think that would be fine if we could get out the original and give it wide enough where you can still do a little bit of work to it.
Can you send a letter down?
Did you notice at the bottom of that first big incline, that washout at the bottom of it?
So we'll do that.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe, and I know that one was flagged, but maybe if we could get something dumped in there just to prevent
the date
there being an issue with somebody driving into that.
So, Jolene, are we clear then on what we want them, or are they clear?
I think if we have them move it back to the original line, which is 20 feet, 28 feet up from the center of the road, and we gave them until July 1st.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, I'd say if we have them take it back to the original and give them that extra time to get their calves out of there in the spring. I know Cramp, they were both seemed that they were willing to do that.
So is there anything else that needs clarified for those folks going forward other than the...
I think that's basically all they were asking for. So they had something in writing, so somebody wasn't going to tell them they were going to have to move it again.
Okay.
Back to
the next board comes up, yeah. And they just need someone, right? And, you know, as far as all of those stumps in the ditch, I think if a guy started pulling all of that out of there, I think that there wouldn't be anything to hold that ground. It'd be my feeling.
Going to take a few side dump floats out there, dirt the way
yeah.
To kind of get that worked up. So,
So we'll send them a letter then that mentions the 20 feet.
28 feet,
and then also the July 1 date is really the only update in what they had.
I just think they were looking for a little clarification.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we do that. We do have a few other landowners out there we got some issues with, but we just said we'll wait till the spring because they really can't do much about it now. So.
Okay. Is that enough, Kim? Or do you have enough information then to update that letter?
The first one was probably not quite. Yeah, I can send them something saying 28 feet and July 1st.
Okay. I think that's all they're asking for.
Yep.
You know, typically it should be 33 feet, but it is a minimum maintenance road. These people are the only ones really affected by it, but we do have to be able to maintain it, and right now we can't.
Sure, it should be simple, 28 feet, July 1st, that's what they want. 2024. Pretty simple.
Do we need Bob to sign off on that, or county attorney's office enough? Does it make any difference on? Just you guys just decide.
All right, we'll do it. If we need to, I'll sign off on it, and we'll send that out. Thanks, Jolene, for that. Anything else on that issue? Otherwise, we will move on to item D is board to review and approve bid for motor grader. Jolene.
When we put the bids out, I was asking for clarification on if we should sell it outright, do a trade-in, and there was a lot of back and forth, but nothing was settled. So I went back and looked at how we always do our bids, and we always do the option with the trade-in. So that's how I sent them out. After the bids went out, there was some confusion, I guess, between what was supposed to happen. So we had John Deere put without a bid and Cat with a bid for trade-ins. So that's not very even.
Yeah.
I would feel a lot better if we just threw the bids out, redid them, everybody's on the same page. So you guys need to make your decision today. Would be great if we're going to do it on Big Iron or we're going to go with trade-in stuff.
Or we could keep it and use it for if we have one that's broke down or if we had a huge snowstorm, we could throw somebody else in the blade, maybe save some overtime.
And I like that idea. And the thing is, what I would do is I would definitely clarify a trade-in, and then at that time we can make the decision is if they give us X amount of dollars on a trade-in, like say Murphy does or Cat or Ziegler or whoever, if we want to not take a trade-in because they're going to price it out with and without a trade-in, right? That's kind of what our plan is. So then it's our discretion. Either we want to keep it or we want to throw it on Big Iron or Purple, whatever it is, you know. So I just think we just need to get two clarifications.
Have them bid both ways.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just bid both ways.
Is the spec sheet what we want? Is that greater on the spec sheet?
I did have Cat and John Deere both look over them because they're kind of our main bidders. We could up the mow board to 27 inches because that was pretty standard in there.
They both did that, but yeah.
Yeah, they've both done that.
Okay.
Anything else? I mean, I just tried to keep it as neutral as possible so we're not edging out this company over that company type of thing. So,
Jolene,
what horsepower do they, is that what we base it on, horsepower, or what do we base
just kind of everything, horsepower, warranty?
Yeah.
I mean, there's three pages of specs, so.
Okay.
The confusion on the original bid or our letter, our request for bid, was there because you had mentioned
I
you
had sent them out,
right? That's my question.
Request, and then Bullet had on his, he was told that there was no trade-in.
Okay.
I did not give him that information. I'm not sure.
Okay.
We was out to the shed with our service guy going to do the eval, and they're like, we don't ever trade them in. Like, okay, so we didn't even do the eval.
Okay.
So,
okay.
We were out there going to do it, but then we always put them on Big Iron or whatever you guys. I know the last
two haven't we sold
the
on
last
Vegas,
two
Big Iron.
On Big Iron.
Okay. Anyway, so I think
both ways, like Scott said, then you have the choice of if I give you 80, you're going to say yeah. If I give you 40, you're going to say no. I'm going to put it on Big Iron. So that's probably the fairest way, I guess. But
okay. So then
I will resend.
If I make one other, I know that Cat gave us two different bids with different horsepowers. You did the one bid with the higher horsepower. Do you have one with the lower horsepower as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Not that I'm encouraged about it or encouraging anybody, but at least you kind of, because I'm assuming that they're going to come back with the two more bids of the two same.
The last several that we bought, have they been higher or the lower?
The last one we bought was a lower one, wasn't it?
No.
Was it up? Was
the last
more?
Two we got were the 270s.
772s, yeah.
And we have the 250 from Cat already. That's our all-wheel drive maintainer. So we do have that machine. I mean, this worked just fine, so that's why he threw that.
Okay.
He threw them both in there. You have this one. You like it. Mm-hmm. Here's another one with 20 more horsepower.
Yeah.
I think that was his idea behind it. I can't speak for him.
Right.
But this machine's going to go to the hills, isn't it?
Well, they all could have a potential to go to the hills. The one with the 250 horsepower is currently in the hills as well. So.
Okay. I just want to make sure that the apples to apples are being compared.
And that is what I want.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, I'm probably just going to quote the one. We have the state bid on that through Nebraska.
Okay.
My littler one's about 10 grand less. Why in the world would you?
Right, for the
horsepower and weight, I sell 90% of them that size. Just,
I get
like it. I said, you put a bee plow and a wing on there, nobody ever said I had too much power.
Right, so,
I
mean, it's just, right.
And I don't care if it's a cat or a John Deere. If you get in the hills, I don't think you're going to be that impressed. But
yeah.
Whatever, but you guys do a job. I'm probably just going to quote the one thing.
All right, that's fine. Okay. That's fine.
So I will get the new stuff out next week. And the 18th will open them. The 22nd will be back here to work. I'll get all that information.
So, Jolene, is it okay if I do, you talked about the warranty. I know that was an issue we talked about. In your specs, it says 7-year full.
And I'll talk to, because Truckee did 5-year full, 2,500.
Correct.
And, so that's something that needs to be clarified.
Okay, so define that again. You have 5-year full or 2,500?
5-year full, 2,500 powertrain.
Your specs say to be included full machine warranty, 7-year, 7,500. That's what I did. And I cast for 7-year full, 2-year, 2,500 powertrain hydraulic.
Whatever comes first.
I'm going to tell you right now, mine's 10 grand less if I can put that warranty on it. That's high price, the 6th and 7th year full warranty. That's when everything happens to them. I mean, you guys had that with one of mine. So I, as long as it's clear, I'll do it however you guys want to. So I would make it be full if I was you guys, but that's up to, that's totally up to you guys. Every other county I do does full warranty.
Yeah.
But, whatever you guys, I'll follow whatever specs you have.
Okay, well, I'll leave that in the specs, and I'll just make sure, John, you're clear on that.
Yeah.
All right, are you clear then, Jolene, on this?
I will send it out. We're trade-in. You guys can make a decision, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right. So Brand X can do the exact same warranty, the 7-year full as well.
That's up to you guys, whatever you want. He did last time.
I know that's what we want, but I just want to make sure they spec it out that way.
It was in the specs, but that was one that he'd done the 5 and the 2, and he had brought that up as well, so...
Okay, I think we're good there.
I think so.
Item.
Thank you.
Lance, you want to add anything to this at all or not?
I like the full one.
Okay.
Do we need a motion to table that?
We didn't approve it.
Well, we don't table the one. We don't know, I guess.
Okay, item E is discussion on G Avenue south of Highway 110 and board to make a decision on whether or not to close down the road or do lane closures while the state is realigning that road and putting in a turning lane on Highway 35.
So on 110 and 35, as you can see, they don't line up very well. And so the state is going to come in, they're going to put a turning lane in to turn to the north, and then they're going to realign that portion about 200 feet of RG Avenue to make sure everything lines up correctly. And they're wanting to know if they can just close that road down. Will they do that? G Avenue instead of just one lane at a time. I personally think close it, let them get it done.
There's plenty of other options to get there.
Yes, there's plenty of other options. It's going to speed the project up. It's going to be safer for the workers.
And the church has an entrance from 35.
Uh-huh, yep, it's not going to affect the church.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you. I think it's just, it's safe. It just makes it safe. And you know as well as I do, it'll be a lot quicker for them, too.
And the state wants to put a turning lane on there, and they won't put one on at the ethanol plant.
nor Gill.
You know, that it is. I mean, that's terrible out there.
Well, they kind of have that flyby lane, is what they call it. I mean, people go around on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about you. I'm not ever comfortable taking that. Because if there's a semi, I can't tell if there's another car going to turn south.
I know.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Did Leonard Gill, didn't he offer to, in front of the landfill, to pay for it? And the state turned him down? Did I
know it's been turned down by the state.
Yeah, but I thought he would even come out where he wanted to pay for it, and they said no. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I get where you're coming from. They want, but I know it's a busy area, but I, if it was me, I'd say close G because there's plenty of other options of getting on G Avenue.
Is that your motion, Scott?
That's my motion.
All right.
Yeah.
I'd second it.
All right. Scott and Marty on that motion then to close the that portion of the road to get that work done. Call the roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Alrighty, item F is discussion on concrete culvert on South Bluff Road just north of Homer, and board to take action on or no action on this proposed culvert project. Jolene, are you the...
So we started looking at this fall. And Scott's been out there, Troy's been out there. We have a box culvert kind of in where the road curves. And it basically just needs a culvert extension and it needs it widened out. I did have Beanstra and Kim look at it. Kind of gave us an idea. They gave us an estimate of $25,000-$30,000. I was looking at having it on next year's 1 and 6. Troy talked about possibly wanting to do it sooner. I do have money in the heart or the road improvement fund. If you guys wanted to go ahead with that, we would just need to have a public hearing to amend our 1 year plan since it wasn't included for this year.
So then it would be an extension and road widening. Is that what mm-hmm. we do there then?
If we go the 20-foot, that was one of the possibilities, correct?
I didn't print the thing out.
I think one of them was. But anyway, if we go too wide to straighten out that road, we're going to run into some problems with, there's going to be two landowners that are going to lose some land. And I talked to both of them, and I guess they would like to have a visual of maybe flag it so they know how much, but I still think wouldn't we have to buy the land from them all that.
It's wider than the county right away.
The engineer thought it was still falling within our right of way to be able to do that. And I had asked, I said, well, if the road widens and pushes out, does that push the right of way out then an additional, you know,
X amount of feet?
Yes. Right. And he said not necessarily.
Because the road is the road where the road is. So if we widen it, if we use our right of way, that just means that if we're not using their land, we're just using our right of way. Their land, I get that, but if it's our right of way, that has to take our right of way down, I would think, mm-hmm. because the road. I mean, we're changing, and you know that road did not change because of where the box culvert is, where a lot of curves. You know, the road will eventually move of all the grading, but. I didn't think. Did the landowners have a problem with it? They wanted it flagged. I didn't think the landowners had a problem with it.
I called them.
Yeah, no, I don't doubt that, but I just...
They both said they'd like to see, like, maybe a painted line or...
Just see
or
where it's going to be.
Because, you know, you can say 20-foot, whatever, but...
Visualize it.
But, you know...
I get it.
Are they extending the box culvert, or what is the plan?
Yeah, they talked about extending the box culvert on the west side.
Okay.
And then straightening the road out, because there's a corner there that to straighten it out, so it'd be safer road that way.
Because the east side box culvert, it's a hazard right mm-hmm. now, a big hazard.
Big hazard. But we do have some, you know.
Yeah. So yeah, we got to protect it.
We got to protect it, so you can at least see it.
So what do we need then going forward, or what are our options?
My only concern is if we get over, you know, we would have trouble with the landowners if we get out there too far. I guess if that's not a concern with them, then
mm-hmm.
the 20 foot's the way to go. But.
So do you recommend that we go out there or have the road department go out there and mark it off so the landowners can see where it's at? And then if needed, then we can amend the one for next year, and then we can bring it back?
I would. I think the landowners...
Does that make sense?
I'd probably have Chad Kurt go out there and do the markings. Okay. And stuff like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Have the engineer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just aren't very visual. You know, they need to see it.
There's a lot of land there, ain't there, Troy, before it gets to their field?
There is. But it is 20 foot to 20 foot. So,
yeah.
But it would be a lot safer road, 20 foot.
Yeah.
It would be a lot. And that's a really highly traveled road.
So. Yeah.
I know we were standing out there and car after car after car was going by.
Highly traveled. Kim, are there any legalities to that on going over there?
I haven't not seen any of this until now. So I don't know.
Do you think first things first, we should have Kurt get out there, mark it, and then have the landowners get a visual, and then we can bring it back? I mean, we got plenty of time. This is going to be a spring thing.
Well, and that's kind of the thing, too. If you try and rush through and say, I want it done in X amount of time, then we're going to start paying for that because
yeah.
contractors are going to start getting busier and busier.
Right. Let's not do that.
Sooner the better. Lance, you want to add anything on it?
I think we can do a visual on it, to be honest, to satisfy them, but definitely I feel we need to bring that box culvert out. It is tremendously narrow right through that.
So is that a precast box culvert yes. that you just put on the end of it and away you go?
That's good. What they're thinking, I believe. Okay. They're thinking that was done, and what did they say, the 40s?
Yeah, I suppose. I bet there was a time a lot of water ran through that thing, too.
Right, well, I don't know if you've read all that, but different ponding
streams
made a difference there.
Yeah.
Okay, so my question is, who's going to give us a visual? You guys are the engineer.
I will talk to Chad about it, because then he can look into the right-of-way more, right-of-way rights more.
We don't have 18 months on this deal. We don't have 18 months, let Chad know.
Well, he got out there pretty good last
time. I know he did, but he owed us, though, from the last deal.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be nice if we could get that done next summer, or next spring or something, yeah, if we could.
So the sooner the better, so then obviously we can get the approval from here to move forward, if that's going to be the case, so then we can get it out to bid. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we'll get some flags up, and I'll just go out and have a look at it.
Okay.
Do we need a motion on that, Kim, then, for for Chad Kurt to do that, or do we just, can we do that just with a discussion, or?
Hopefully this will be on the next agenda.
Don't know that that's necessarily you taking action other than asking him to do something.
Okay, all right, then I think we're good. Okay. I think we're good. Okay, item G is approve seeking audit proposals from qualified firms of certified public accountants to audit its annual finance.
Thank you, Joe.
Financial statements
we'll
for the county's fiscal year ending June 30, 2024, with the option of auditing its final financial statements for each of the two subsequent fiscal years, June 30, 2025 and 26. So, Cherie, you have a RFP ready to go?
I sent that to everybody. It was already in my system from when we sent out RFPs 3 years ago for the state auditor, so I just really updated the dates.
Okay.
But, yeah, the state has given me a list of different auditing firms that we can send this to.
Okay.
That audit counties.
Yeah. State got out of it completely.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not doing anymore. So I will make a motion to approve to send out for an RFP for auditing purposes.
I second that.
Okay, Marty, you got a second?
All right, motion and myself and seconded by Marty to approve. Call the roll, please, Shereen.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. All right, thank you. Item four is, item A is Jolene. Rubles is here with a road report. Jolene?
Well, good afternoon. We had 193.75 hours of maintaining, 55.5 hours of tree removal, 5 hours looking at garbage, 4 hours at the magnet, 2 hours of snow removal.
We have one?
No.
Did you email it to me? I didn't see it come through my email.
Yeah, but 2 o'clock?
Okay.
It's good.
Okay.
It goes through there. 10 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 135.54 ton of 3/4 clean, 28 ton of crushed concrete, 12 hours on signs, and grading requests for like Moana. And we got the 190th Street culvert done, and the road opened back up Friday afternoon.
Nice. Mm-hmm. How long did that take?
I'm going to say about 2 weeks. They were supposed to start, and they got delayed because of utilities. But I think they got in there. We're in and out about 2 weeks.
That looks good, Lance.
Looks very good.
Good. And thanks for doing the signs, too, out of 20, making those people happy, putting up flags.
Yeah.
Other than that,
anything else, Jolene? That'll do it. All righty. Then you are up for item B, is an update on S Avenue and permission to proceed with bid letting.
So S Avenue, Highway 35 over there by Emerson, the contractor or the engineer come in with some bids. He's thinking it's going to be around 243.
By cubics there?
Cubics, yep. But after I'm kind of running my budget numbers and we were looking at any excess or project might be ARPA, I'm thinking we're probably not going to move forward until the next budget year. We are opening bids for the Homer and Jackson Bridge deck repair on January 22nd meeting. I think that's when we award them. So we'll have a better idea what that's going to cost. But I'm still playing phone tag about Lackawanna, so I'm not sure where that's going to fall in. They said they kind of had a better idea of what project costs are, but we've been calling each other back and forth and missing each other the last 2 weeks.
Well, sooner than later, hopefully by the next meeting, they can
have some information. But so for now, we're looking at $243,000, but I think I'm just going to sit on this until we get our numbers back from Lackawanna to kind of have a better idea.
Yeah. Because if we realistically, you got about 1.2, 1.3 between Jackson, Homer, and Lackawanna, and ARPA monies. If that's the way it's going to, that's the way it's going
to
go.
That's getting very close to the end of the
year. Yeah, because there's like 1.65 in there.
And I'm just thinking this is probably going to be best on next year's budget. And then if there is anything left from like you want on ARPA, somebody else might want it. So, but after I started running numbers and looking through things and talking to Sheree about stuff, I think I'll just push.
How about had you had any luck contacting the people that we were talking about doing that treatment to the road on M Avenue out to?
I talked to her at NACO.
Do you think we could have her come in at some point? Would that work for her?
She said she would reach out to me after the holidays, and we'll see.
She's windy.
Okay.
About getting set up.
Yeah, because that would. What's that?
She's tiresome. She talks. Doesn't she try?
She's
knowledgeable.
She really knows what she's
doing. Yeah, she does.
But that'd be good because maybe nice to do a test area out there to see if that is something.
I told
that
she's talking.
Well, you know, maybe it won't work for darn, but it'd be good to give it a try.
Here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully, I'll hear back from her in January.
All right.
Who's that? Right?
Yeah, that'll be a good deal to go through. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Anything else?
No. Happy New Year.
Oh, okay. Before we do that, so before we finish with roads, Lance, did you want to comment on anything? No, you're just here for the sport.
Moral support.
That's right.
All right. Okay, then.
So everybody here knows Lance. You met him, the county attorney. Why don't you step up here for just a minute, Lance? Introduce yourself and county attorney, and everybody can take a look at you. All right, Lance is the road foreman out there, and so now you can put a face with a name when we're yelling about it.
Well, not only that, you just at least you kind of know what happens in case Jolene's not around or she can't come in.
Yeah,
you can come in and give the road report, etc. I'm assuming that you two have a good guideline with each other of knowing who's doing what.
Yep.
Yeah. Good.
But so Lance, I would think it would be good to have you come in. You know, for the meetings. It only takes about an hour, and then you can get back to what you're doing. But
well, this is the deal. You need to sit up front here because this is what's going to happen. I promise that coming in the spring, you said here, you're going to get your ass reamed, okay, by people coming in having a problem. So just be prepared.
Spring's coming. Yeah,
right. It's a guarantee. It's a guarantee. So thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, then item C is discuss and approve or deny projects or purchases with monies from the American Rescue Plan Act ARPA relief fund.
Fresh out of money.
Elizabeth, go ahead.
You have a checkbook?
Fresh out of money. What the hell, that one's $46,000? What the hell is that?
So,
Armor Light. Hawk Company.
Is that one of the old trailers?
Well, that command sourcing.
Yeah, I'll go back to that. That's Scott. I'm sorry.
That does not exist.
Yeah, I got to touch base on those. Okay. That's not her.
Okay.
That's not her.
Okay, okay, okay.
I'll come back to that.
Okay, 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 okay. Sorry about that. You're like, what?
I'm like, I don't.
Go ahead. Elizabeth, you're here with the scanner request and
yes.
The two items, correct?
Yeah. Okay. The big one I would really like to talk about is body scanner. I'd like to try to do this at zero taxpayer money if possible. That's why I was possibly going ARPA. Or we do have been talking to Prodigy, which is who we do our phones and our commissary through. They did give us an updated contract with them. If we were to do a 10-year contract, they would give us $25,000 up front. And then one option is to use some of our commissary profits to then pay back the scanner each month if ARPA funds would not work. This is, drug charges are going up a lot in this county. We've been dealing a lot with that. I've just been doing a bunch of training with jail standards. Jail standards is pretty much putting out that they would love all jails to have a body scanner in there. We're one of the very few that don't. As of right now, they're becoming very popular in jails in the state. We get people who come in, say they swallowed something. We have to trust that they possibly swallowed something they came in. We then spend 6+, if not more, hours at the ER with them, either saying, no, there's nothing there or not. This detects all of that. We'd be able to run them through the scanner. Command sourcing provides
all. How often does that happen?
That they say they swallow something?
Yeah, just I know that's just a for instance. I get that.
Maybe 10 times a month
okay.
as of right now. But we do have a couple new deputies that are very gung-ho. So we're seeing a lot more drug charges come in the facility. We're seeing more fentanyl. So I'm like upgrading all of our gloves, all of that kind of stuff, be all fentanyl resistant. And it's also just if there's anything, because obviously we cannot do cavity searches, anything like that on people, it's an extra precaution to keep other inmates and my officers safe in the jail. The command sourcing, that includes all the installation. I've had them at the jail. They say our booking area, it'll fit in there. We have a perfect spot for it. So there wouldn't be anything like that. Includes all the training, preventative maintenance, and Prodigy. If we went that route with using commissary funds, they would then provide the insurance for the body scanner also.
So is it a deal where they come in, they stand in it, thing rotates around them? Is it a deal to go in and it scans them? Or?
Yep, they just stand there and it scans them. Yep, it's not like Woodbury has one where it's a little conveyor belt, more or less.
Yeah.
We don't have a big enough area for that one, so this is just a standstill one. I don't want the upgrade, not like I don't need to check in their temperature or anything like that. But yeah, it's just a full-blown, it'll see if you have anything on you that you're not supposed to at all. And then we could take them somewhere if need be.
So it'll take care of anything that's on their person that they're hiding?
Correct.
And also in their person?
Correct. Okay. Correct. And that will not take, I mean, we'll still do our pat-downs or anything, just be safe.
Yeah.
But this is just an extra step to keep everybody safe.
What about what did you say about the 25 on the front end?
If we didn't go the ARPA route fund, or even if we did, if I do this 10-year contract with Prodigy, which we're very happy with their service that they provide for us, we're also getting tablets in the jail, which is going to increase our profits next year for them. They will give us $25,000 up front to put towards the body scanner.
Okay, so that would take that $189.25 off of that?
Correct.
So what direction are you thinking of going, or?
Essentially, if we went the commissary route, that'd be great, right? Essentially, have the inmates
pay for their own
scanner.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
And do we know if that is if you can do that with that commissary income? Because I know a lot of times that has to go to
the general
county general.
Right. So.
I was just going to interject here. Right now, that money is a pool of money that we use for our budget as revenue.
And but does that just go into general, and then it's
away, we have to make up for that somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, that money, that fund, that just goes into general, and we can spend that.
It's
however,
divvied out amongst all of the general fund.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well. The I don't, honestly, I don't think it'll go through, at least not today. My recommendation wouldn't be not to go ARPA today, because honestly, we don't have, we're getting down there to where, and we have time, but we're getting down there to where we only have, you know, our dollars are they're getting down there to where we got to watch what we do, and so we don't have, you know,
it's a big sum that I'm fully aware of. This is just something that a lot of us are very adamant, like I said, safety inmates preventing stuff to get from getting the pods, and just keeping my officers safe is a huge priority for me. So
if you know, it might be the type of deal too where if we did look at it and we did go with Prodigy, that $25,000 would, on the front end, would take us to the next budget year, and then we could, you know, realign budgeting if that's something that we have to do. I think it's probably, I mean, I know, and having a lot of friends in law enforcement in this county, I know the fentanyl thing has just gone crazy in the last 4 months, and I mean, I think it's, God, the tools are always very expensive, but man, tools are good when you need
them. Tools save lives, essentially. So in our numbers, I mean, we've been over population a couple months ago. I mean, our numbers are not going down. I've had to kick federal inmates out because we do not have the room over there. So
Jesus,
I got a feeling
our numbers are, and like I said, we used to drop back down. We're not.
By next summer, I got a bad, bad feeling.
Yeah.
That's when the full moons and everything comes out.
Mm. I have a feeling essentially we're going to be housing our own inmates out if it keeps the way it's going.
How many right now do we have? We haven't seen a jail report in a moment. Roughly.
About 120, 122 today.
So, that's high.
Yeah, and our capacity is 136 per jail standards. Yeah. You're only supposed to run about 80% of what you have. I was at 138.
Yeah, like a month ago they were 135. I just called and checked one day they were 135.
Yep, so yeah, I have to make the horrible phone call, calling the feds.
Say, hey.
You got to come get, you know, I had to kick 10 of them out. I only have
10?
I only have 10 feds right now, which then, you know, so.
Impacts it, everything.
Yeah. So yeah, our numbers aren't going down, and yeah, we're not dealing with just DUSs and no ops anymore. It's a lot more severe charges than we ever had. So.
And I was going to ask Sheree or you, what kind of revenue do we get on the commissary in a month, year, et cetera?
It averages anywhere between $6,000 and $8,000 a month.
Okay.
So, and hopefully, like I said, with getting tablets in there, working on getting some CAD-6 wire running, so all the inmates will have tablets, which then that'll just be more revenue for us.
Do they take care of the insurance on the tablets too, I'm sure?
Correct. Yep,
and tablets they would take care of any breakdowns or anything on this machine if it came through Prodigy?
Correct.
What's that? So they wrap the tablet? Is that it?
Essentially, every inmate's given a tablet at zero expense to them, and everyone gets a set of headphones with them. If they break it, Prodigy can charge them. I think they're going to do like $300, whatever. If they break their headset, they have to buy that. But there's different options on there. If you want to watch movies or anything like that, you'd pay like $4.99 a day on there, which I'm feeling a lot of
inmates. They limit the things they can watch?
I will be limiting what they can. But the tablets would be nice, too.
How to build a bomb in jail.
Yeah. So that'll hopefully bring some more.
So, time frame, Elizabeth, because we would know more. As I said, our ARPA funds are really close to almost all being spoken for already. I mean, we're getting that close. What's the time frame, or when do you need to know today on which direction you want to go on the scanner?
Of course, that would be ideal for me, but
says, quote, valid until 12/16/23, obviously.
They're still good, and Tony Brooks, that I've been dealing with command sourcing, is also now working with Prodigy, and James, who I deal with Prodigy, so they have a really close relationship, so they have really good communication with the two of them, so okay. I can always call, and I told them I'd let them know what happened regardless today anyway, so.
So we're letting the bids in four weeks on the tops of the bridges of Jackson and Homer? Is that the 22nd?
22nd.
Okay. I guess that's the point that we're really going to know where we're at, because we'll have the. But I like the idea of having Prodigy do it, even though it's cutting into a funding source, because then they take care of the insurance on it, and it's paid for. But like say, I know that's, you know, probably $70,000-$80,000 that has worked its way into the budget, but 3 years ago there was no commissary income at all. So it'd be nice if we were going to do it. We just have to decide if we're going to do it. But it'd be nice if it was paid for by the people that are make having us buy it.
Right. And that was, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be our ideal and best, yeah. I think, if we could do it that way.
Yeah, I think that's a definite selling point to it. But I know that all money's money and that it all winds up in one big pot. But it'd be nice if the funds you guys do raise would cover that. But I think it's going to become necessary in a hurry.
I do. I've been talking to a lot of deputies, South Sioux officers, and they're all on board. Think it would be, you know, because even if they had some money they needed to come in, mm-hmm. you know, we could run them through for them. So, but.
All right, can we kick it down? I would say that let's go ahead and see where we're setting at that 22nd issue and then give them feedback on which way we would like to proceed. That would be my feeling. I don't know
on
what you
on the
let's see how the bids come in on the three projects that we have out with the county, and then we'll know kind of where we're setting with monies, and then decide if we want to go Prodigy the other way or not at all.
Okay. So on the scanner, and then what about the refrigeration?
I threw that one in there just to see. I know I had brought it up once before, and I had given a suggestion. You guys want a couple more bids, and someone had given me a couple other people to call in the area.
Mm-hmm.
One person will not get back to us. We've tried for months. Another person came to look at them and will never give us a bid. They won't call us back. I've tried calling a couple other places on this. A lot of them are in Minnesota and stuff. So either if anyone else has another suggestion for me, that'd be great. But I figure getting ours from Minnesota is probably not going to be the best yeah. price option for me either.
So you just have the one then? Just
yes.
And yeah. Which one is that? The one from
Ace Refrigerator. Yeah.
Have you called Accutown?
I believe that was one that Jesse tried calling.
Okay.
I think that was one that came out
and
then won't ever get
okay.
back to us.
Yeah.
So I thought I would try it again. If anything, it would give me more suggestions if someone had one for me to call. But that's been a huge battle for us with a lot of projects, just getting people
I know,
to
get
back
just,
to you.
It is. It's just the way it is right now. It's kind of crazy. But
so the total is $18,710.48. Because obviously we don't pay tax.
Correct.
Sales tax.
And they said this bid's good to the end of the year. So if anything went beyond that, I would sell it, get a different one.
Well, just refresh me, please. Is this the only bid that we had prior when we asked you to
correct.
Come back? It's the same dollar amount?
Correct. They said the same bid till the yeah, till the end
okay.
of the year.
Okay.
And that's the refrigeration unit that's within the walk-in cooler?
Correct. Yep. It struggles in the summer for us. We have a hard time keeping up with it. So we thought before it went completely out and we have to lose food or anything like
think,
that.
I don't think they have any option. I think we've got our longevity and our lifetime out of it.
I think so. That's
yeah.
kind of where I'm, yeah. And our, you know, I thought to prevent anything bad from happening to what we have in there, I thought I would just throw it at you guys again.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll make a motion on the refrigeration and replacement for $18,710.48 with the Ace refrigeration for the jail. That's
yeah.
my motion.
I'd second that.
All right.
Get that off the list.
He's an ARPA fund.
Yeah,
ARPA
fund.
Scott and Marty for the motion to approve that. Call the roll, please. Cherie.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay. Commissioner, committee reports, Scott?
Thank you.
I don't. Yeah, thanks, Liz. I appreciate
yeah.
everything. Hey?
Thank you.
No, I was gone. I missed the LEC one.
Okay.
No.
All right. Marty?
I did go down to the state convention. They talked a lot about the consumer tax or the new deal on the...
Epic?
Yeah.
They called it Epic
there.
The one tax fits all?
Yeah, one tax fits all type deal. They're saying it's 7% deal. You know, with their mathematicians, they're thinking it'll be up around 16 to 18%. Now everybody looks at it differently. He said the one thing that kind of struck home to me is the biggest taxpayer in the state of Nebraska, property taxpayer in the state of Nebraska, are the two railroads,
mm-hmm.
and they would benefit the most from it, and they're both against it. So that tells me something. And also, no other state in the union has done it. And Nebraska's never really had a history of being on the cutting edge.
Right.
So it makes me believe that maybe...
Yeah, why all of a sudden,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, maybe...
Well, in theory, I mean, I get it, but...
and talked to a lot of people. I just kind of found people that that I didn't know or were from areas or didn't, you know, and you talk to them about their issues, and then they ask you how big your county is, and you tell them, you know, 20,000, and you got 130 people in jail, and people look at you like your head's on backwards, you know. It's just, we just have a unique situation, a unique problem, and, yeah. You know, as we see with every meeting, so.
Yeah.
It's a tough deal. If we were out in the center of Nebraska, we'd probably have 10 to 15 people in our jail. But
I bet you when you have that.
Yeah.
If we even had a jail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll never forget George Hirschbeck. I think I might have said this on that one. We went carding to it. He went down to the jail. There was one guy in there. He walked right in the cell and sat there and talked to the guy. And the guy was like, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, Mr. Hirschbeck. And one guy, I was just like, man, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Anything else, Marty?
Nope.
Troy?
I was Carney also. And the funny one on the Epic Tax. And so if you own your property, they're also thinking possibly that they would figure what's that worth for rent, and then they would tax you on that.
Yeah.
So it would be kind of like a property tax anyway.
So if you had your house and you owned it full clear, they would say, well, you could, if you wanted to, you could rent that house for $1,500 a month.
I'll be darned.
So then they would tax you on the $18,000 that you could have raised.
Well, didn't they talk about that doing with farmers at one time? Didn't they talk about that at one time, trying to do with farmers with their tax returns and what they could rent it for, you know, if it's $300 an acre or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're smoking something down there in Lincoln.
That was the epic tax. There, a lot of people were talking about that, and later, too. It was very interesting. I went to the new voter deal with the driver's license, which is... You got to show your driver's license if you're going to vote, correct, Sheree, coming up?
A photo ID.
A photo ID of some sort, yeah. I guess.
Is that going to be nationwide?
It's passed in Nebraska. The
Nebraska
voters passed
it
in Nebraska.
So Nebraska,
yeah. There's a lot of states that do it, I think, but it's not nationwide yet.
We're not cutting edge in Nebraska.
No,
we're not first.
And I sat in on the shortage of houses and rural Nebraska. That's all over the state, the way it looks. Most interesting one was there was a city that TIFed a whole bunch of ground, and now they're worried about how they're going to fund their schools with the huge influx of kids coming to the school system.
Yeah.
There's always repercussions.
So that
they don't think about it.
That was
they have to wait a long time for their money.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Anything else?
That's all I got.
I do have to go back to those two things you guys I submitted or had you have in your packets. One is that Hawk Equipment Company. These were items that one is. So this was an item that we already paid. So the auditor said we had to just address it at the meeting when there's a difference in the change, if there's a change order on an invoice. So this one, the Hawk, was $1,520 for the delivery fee.
Yeah, yeah.
So we noted that, and that's on the original invoice 10S1192. And the other one, EV Contracting, out here on the post office side of the building where we had that dirt pile and the concrete and et cetera forever. One day... this summer, when the guy was coming to fix that, Rodney called me and said, hey, the guy's going to do that. And he was digging down to maybe put some dirt in there or something to fill it up so it wouldn't sink anymore, et cetera. And then they get down there and the dirt's wet. So
a new leak.
Right. So then they think it's leaking. It may be leaking. So... Rodney called me. I came down here, and he said, here's the deal, and the guy's here, and, like, we got to, you know, what do you want to do? I'm like, well, we got to figure out if it's leaking or not, because we sure don't want to put the dirt in there and put the concrete in there and then, have it leaking. So that is the change order on this one here. The guy went and had to go get something to,
excavator, I think,
dig it out. And
so did they find another leak then?
No. The good news was.
Dug it down?
It was not leaking.
Is Rodney not here?
He's gone for 2 days.
Okay, but he was here to do the snow stuff.
No, Jesse
did it.
Jesse
did it? Okay.
Jesse did it. So, anyway, those are the two. I just had to note them
because
there were changes on there. And
do you need a motion on those changes or not?
These are in with today's accounts payables that are being...
Correct.
Yep.
They were These have been approved. These are just additions to...
The change orders just don't
correct.
Need to be approved. Okay.
So they were noted in the meeting.
Okay.
On the record. Mail and emergency business.
No mail. I'm dying here. Brian's not here. I'm dying. So make that.
I don't have any.
Okay. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All those in favor? Aye. Attaboy, Scott. He'll be proud.
He would be proud, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, he will. Anyway, Happy New Year.
Happy, happy, happy.
Happy, happy.
Happy.